took over. It targeted Hmong soldiers and their families first for elimination. Maypa Sen Sai's father was in the army, so they fled quickly to a refugee camp. Maypa was 16 years old. She stayed in a camp in Thailand for a while and then married. Then, like many other Hmong refugees, she resettled in France. She lived there for 13 years with her husband and two children. Then they immigrated to the United States.
So, again, be in lady who at that time have two kids and not knowing any English, not knowing any American culture, nothing, had no idea. But since family for Hmong people, for us, this is so important, family. And when we talk about the Hmong Thai about family, that's not my mom, my dad, my daughter and my son and my husband. We're talking about all my side of a family, all his side of a family, including uncle, aunt, and grandpa, and grandma, and everybody all over the town. That's what we consider family.
Maypa and her husband owned a grocery store in France and planned to do something similar in the United States. They settled in Dallas, Texas, where they bought a Mexican restaurant.
I have no clue what I'm doing, but since I'm saying I'm struggling such many years, why not? Because all along my life, being a Hmong woman, I always I had a dream that I want to become self-efficient for myself. Yeah, and be a good citizen to the country that I live right now, and be a person productive to that country. I have to learn two languages again, plus what I speak already, and how I could be able to do that at the same time. But after all, that's that restaurant teaching me how to speak English, learn how to say hi to my customer. How are you? Follow me to the table. That's all I know. Back there.
Then family in Minnesota suggested they come here, saying there were more opportunities. So they moved once again in December of 1993. A few months later, she suffered a terrible tragedy. In May of 1994, Maypa's brother-in-law killed her sister and himself. Her sister was living in Wisconsin at the time.
Really get upset that how she couldn't get killed at age 18. She's so young, so beautiful. She's in just graduate high school in that year. And she already got all her clothes and everything ordered and go to take her diploma, celebrate. But she got killed 1 week before. And she called me the week before that you had to come to my celebration, because I never thought that I would be able to come to graduate high school with the struggling with my kids, with my age, with my family, my husband, who really jealous that I'm young, because they have around 15 years different age between the husband and the wife. And that's why she got killed, because she's so young, she's going to school, learn the new way, and when she come back home, know how to put the lipstick on, but for Hmong way, you get married, you're not acting like a young teenager, you're not acting your age, you're acting as a wife, acting as a sister-in-law to the family.
Maypa has cared for her sister's five children since the killing. Being a mom for a second time keeps her busy, but she doesn't own a business any longer. She's working in social services to help Hmong people in Minnesota improve their lives. Like many, she continues to work on her English. Maypa admits it's not perfect, but like other challenges in her life, she says she does what's necessary to survive day by day.